Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Oh my God, and welcome to Will You Accept This Rose? Listen to Your Heart edition. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Silver Lake. A little housekeeping up top for those of you blessed souls who've been going on the love journey with us from 2014 Juan Pablo season. Here's the deal, guys. Since nobody's driving anywhere and you can only listen to so many podcasts a week, we are going to stay current right now and do Listen to Your Heart as it airs. And we're going to be releasing these episodes as they air this week. And then we'll, as soon as Listen to Your Heart is done, we will jump right back where we left off with Juan Pablo, which has turned out to be a spectacular season. For those of you who are not listening along, it's actually been a really fascinating blast from the 2014 past to get to know our upcoming bachelorette that ABC cannot seem to get men to apply to date her.
Oh, God.
So many dates, so many ads that ran. Also, you guys, thank you so much to everybody who's been sending in receipts for my pre-order for my book, Little Miss Little Compton. I'm going to be doing a drawing next week. I made a quarantine Easter bonnet last week that I'm going to pull a name and send to somebody. I'm not saying I'm leaving my house to mail it anytime soon because I'm terrified of germs, but at some point, you will be receiving an Easter bonnet that you can wear to a spring gala. You could wear it to a garden party, a 4th of July quarantine fiesta. I don't know, a Cinco de Mayo party. It's up to you how you like to wear your hat wear. All right, with me today is a man who's really nailing the quarantine, a man who rinses himself off every day. You might know him from As God on Supernatural, which has its final 2 episodes coming up right now of season 15. You might know him from Bosch on Amazon. You might know him as Bachelor of the Year 2017, 18, 19, 20. Will he find love? Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Robbie Benedicto.
Hey, everybody. Hi.
Rob, your beard is looking great. Do you trim it?
I trimmed it once at the beginning of the quarantine, and now it's coming back out full and gray as it needs to be.
Oh, this is so! I want you to know that this is a part. We're only missing Jerry and Padgett, and you are all the last people I saw before the doors got sealed on the quarantine.
And you know, it all happened so quickly. I mean, I remember walking into your place and you were, you know, covered up in a muumuu, and yeah. I could only see your eyes. And and I remember thinking, really, are we doing this? Is this is happening? And literally the next day, that's what everybody was doing. Like, jokes.
Oh, I knew. I've been waiting. I have a little prepper inside of me that's just been waiting for a pandemic to just prove all of my madness inside.
Yeah.
You had just come back from signing all these things in Vegas, which felt.
Which was crazy. I mean, the fact that we did that we went through with that. I mean, again, and it was a no touch convention. And I remember going, are we doing this? Is that, and then 3 days later, it's like, I can't even believe we had that convention.
I can tell you that Katie and Anna, I did say to them, do we need to kick Rob out? Cause he just did a convention. And they were like, you're crazy. And
thank you, ladies, for standing up for me. I want to clarify that we have two more episodes of the show to do, but we're unable to do them. So we need
Supernatural.
So we basically put a pause on production of that show and until whenever that gets to happen again. So we have to finish, but just don't know when that's going to happen.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of so crazy, I'm not sure what band he's in front of right now.
Rush!
Rush. I'm so sorry. He was a Ramon a moment ago, but now he's a member of Rush. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from our podcast. You know him from falling in like a real team love with Rob, falling in a team love with Padgett and Jerry. And then he's been breaking down. If you're not on Patreon listening to our Love is Blind podcast that are up almost every week with Anna and myself and his lady love. And if you're not listening to the Brando cast where he breaks down albums with people like myself or Rob Benedict, Padgett Brewster, all of your favorites, Jerry Traynor, you are missing out. Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Smith.
Yeah. Is it happy hour yet?
Sure. It sure is.
I feel like I should have a cocktail.
I think you should. I just was telling you guys before this, I accidentally just had my second ever edible. Didn't realize it was an edible. I had a good time. I had a good time. I slept really well.
Good. Good.
Brendan, we've been having fun breaking down the Love is Blind podcast or the episodes of that TV show.
It has taken the world by storm.
Yeah.
I will admit that I am following some of them on Instagram.
Me too.
It has pulled me in, and I can say this without ruining anything, I believe.
Yeah.
That, Cameron and Lauren may be getting their own show.
Oh, well, I want to say I love them. And if you're already like Arden, I want to watch more. I'm having a really hard time. We highly recommend the Australia episodes. Right, Anna?
Which couple is getting their own show?
Cameron and Lauren, the greatest couple ever. It was the nerdy scientist gentleman and the beautiful lady whose dad was Papa Steele, who was suspect of Cameron. The African American lady and the tall white dad.
Got it. Yes. Awesome.
The black lady and the white guy.
Got it. Oh man, that guy is so dorky, but I love them.
He's dorky, but he's found CrossFit, and he's got like that CrossFit build.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yes, I was like, my friend Andy Fleming is obsessed with the program, and he tells me that gay gentlemen, according to him, he says gay guys love Cameron. According to Andy, yeah.
Whoa.
I was like, what? Huh?
Chasing Cameron.
Yeah. has anybody here cut their own hair? Hair watch. Anybody cut their own hair yet?
I did not, but that was a mistake because I had to snake my bathroom sink because there's too much of my long hair down it. And that was disgusting.
Okay. Katie, have you cut your own hair? Have you dyed your own hair?
No, I'm not doing anything to my hair. I don't care if I go, like I got my hair highlighted, a couple months ago. In a way where, like, when my grays grow in, they'll just be kind of camouflaged, and I don't have to care about them because I don't care about them. And so I'm very thankful I did that because I've had some grays coming in. I just don't give a fuck. I'm leaving it, and I'll just wear my hair up because I am very picky about who cuts my hair. I only go to one guy because he knows how to cut curly hair really good.
Sure.
So I'm not doing anything.
I'm the same way.
I'm Rob.
My lady friend cut the back of my hair.
Great.
Because that my hair goes just goes it looks out. Good.
I do feel like I'm going to have to cut Anthony's hair, and that's going to be the most terrifying thing I ever do. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Maybe clippers. People get clippers, I think. I don't know. I've also not cut or dyed my hair. The only good news, it's getting a little, I'm turning into roller rink, like disco look. It's the all skate at the disco. My ginger is coming in. And I can't believe it. My mom, when she died, took my neck with her, but she didn't. I don't have any gray hair.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll take it. I can't believe it.
It's the best garage. Thing. Your garage is working very well as a Zoom background too. I really like it.
Oh,
well, it's like you're in a fun little box there.
Oh my God, that's fun. Well, if I have to do a book tour from my house, maybe this will be the room that I Zoom from. Maybe this will be like. If I can weasel my way, like, hey, Seth Meyers, is this my background?
That's it?
I mean, they haven't said yes or anything. That's like my shooting off. That's my reaching for the stars. All right, everybody, here we go. Listen to your heart. We're in a wet driveway. They tried to trick us and make us think it was the same bachelor mansion as the one that's in Calabasas. But quickly, there was too many fire pits and too many bedrooms for this to be the same mansion.
Where is it?
It's got to be towards Malibu. I think those cliffs felt like Malibu.
Those cliffs, I'm actually going to go out on a limb because those cliffs were a little bit wrong because I know that terrain pretty goddamn well.
Yeah.
I think they're like out in like Simi Valley somewhere.
That's what I thought. Right? I thought off of the 118. I recognized those rocks and it looked like the 118, but there's one part of Malibu that has rocks like that, but I think that's out by the 118 because it was just too big and you could see like a freeway at one point. You
know what? Yeah, it actually looks to me like Palm Springs. Like it's
Well, Malibu would be too expensive probably.
Simi Valley makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a couple how, like when I wrote on the show My Boys, we used a similar estate out in Simi Valley to shoot like a desert resort location.
Right.
And I, cause it was bothering me cause we've never seen that exposed rock wall behind the mansion.
Yeah.
So that was a good tell.
Well, so Chris Harrison comes out looking actually pretty fresh and good. And he says, "You all loved A Star Is Born. Well, they fell in love through the music and will the magic of that, a shared love of music leads love." I have the following to point out. A Star Is Born. When she got success, he took a donut and wiped it down her face. And then he was so addicted to drugs that he, spoiler alert, hangs himself. Like, is this really the love story for the ages that you want?
No.
Brent, Rob, what did you think of that? I don't think it was a romantic movie. It's a sad tale.
I have to preface by saying I came into this thinking I'm not going to like it. Because I never liked the contestants of The Bachelor. They're there with their guitar.
Jed.
Pumping their songs. As a musician, I'm like extra just like, it's cringy to me.
Yeah.
So I came in like, okay, what's going on here? What is this? So that being said, yeah, that analogy makes absolutely no sense. Are you telling me that some guy is going to get more famous than the girl, that he's going to bring the girl up, but she's going to get more famous than him, and then he's going to kill himself? No, that's not at all. It's a bad analogy.
Bad analogy.
I have to say, by the end of it, I can't wait for the next one.
It's so fun. Also, it's such a disaster. My favorite text that I got was from Katie Levine last night, who said, "I think ABC created COVID-19 just to make all of us watch A Star Is Born," or whatever this is. Listen to your heart. Even Jerry Traynor, who would not watch it, of course, was watching it and texting us. Probably jealous that he's not in on the podcast. Brendan, what did you think? Did you like it?
I'm going to be brief. I loved it.
Yes.
The music is going to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, as you know, as I sit here before you guys on Zoom with my Rush background, the genre of music that these young people are playing is nails on a chalkboard for me. It is the fifth plane of hell, and Satan is torturing me with pop country. And really sugary sweet songs about bullshit. And so there's one contestant, and I'll talk about her later, that I'm pinning my hopes on. I'm hoping that she will bring the rock, because bringing the rock is always important to me. But otherwise, I'm going to go crazy. I do love everyone because everyone's a little nerdier than your regular Bachelor, Bachelorette cast, which I like a lot. Yeah. Arden, you know this. Rob, you know this. Katie, Anna, you know this. We always ask the question, can that person be on Paradise? Can that person, you know what I mean? And there's a couple of them that I think could pass on those shows, but I like it because it's a different mix of people.
Yeah.
But they're going to drive me fucking crazy with their music.
Well, it's Jed with the dog food jingle. And that Jed and his like better bowl, you better have your better bowl. That's how, look, it is impressive when somebody can pull a guitar out and sing a little bit.
That's right. But I want them to pull the guitar out and I want them to play all of Rush's 2112 or Van Halen 1 from start to finish or Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. Just one fucking song. It's not going to happen, and I'm going to die.
Look, I am not a John Mayer. I'm not like I am not fucking creaming my pants for John Mayer. Like, that is not. Anna, Katie, overall, did you enjoy it?
Yes. I think I texted you guys last night that it's like the perfect amount of unbearable, but then like hard to look away.
Yeah.
I love that every dude wishes he was Jackson Maine and A Star Is Born. They all have that jacket. They all drive a beat up Ford pickup. It's so aesthetic. Like they all have their acoustic guitar ready to go at any point. I love it. I think the singing is great, which is like a big selling point for me. Cause then every once in a while we get to hear a nice song and then I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah. Fall in love or don't, at least I'm being entertained.
Katie?
I found it to be a bit brutal, just because like everybody was just so like the guys were just wearing so many rings and it was just like their pants were all just too tight and they had stupid fucking boots on, but they were good at singing and I think it'll be entertaining. It's definitely going to keep me entertained during the quarantine.
I was not excited to watch this, and I think because I feel like the way I've been getting through the quarantine is almost like I don't have a fever, but it's like I have a low-grade fever. Like, I just treat it like I'm a bear in hibernation. I've kind of just, my will to live is like, it's like, if I'm doing a good job, is I never see sky for 18 days in a row. You know, so your whole body just kind of slows to a crawl a little bit. And I felt like this jolted me back to like back of like, Arden, remember who you are. Like, and the fact that this was a present-day program that it actually woke me up and was like, come on, girl. Like, let's do this. So here we go. Okay. Brendan, you get the final thought before we get started because you had something to say.
I was just going to say, I know that Sheridan smells like patchouli because I could smell it through the TV.
All right. So we have 20 singles. We meet, and it's always hard at the beginning of a show because it's a quick snippets, but we meet Brandon Mills. He's 34. He's a sniper. He is a Marine who is deployed, and he wrote music. Fascinating to start with a sniper. He had a nice voice. He was kind of hot. I'm curious to see what the ladies think when they find out that he was a pro sniper. Rob. What did you think of that?
I thought he was a really bad person to start with. Again, I came in it going like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. And then honestly, I almost turned it off. You got to start with like, they should have started with one of the other dudes. By the end of it, there were a couple other dudes that really were worth watching.
It was an odd call to start with the sniper, Brendan. No.
I was going to say, having seen the entire show, he's the kind of guy that gets eliminated on The Bachelorette in like week two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see him once or twice. He tries to make out with the Bachelorette. He doesn't go anywhere. He gets eliminated pretty quickly. That's my take on him.
He's like the guy that's the third wheel right now to Kelly and Peter, who are quarantining together. And then they're with Dustin. He's the Dustin. You know, he's like kind of making it safe that Kelly and Peter are together because you've got the sniper there. Okay. So here we go. Then we meet Bree. She's 28 from Provo, Utah. She was engaged. We meet Sheridan. He's a 27-year-old Austin gentleman who, with his car named Sheila. His Subaru, his one true love. He put 12,000 miles on it. I thought, that's not that many miles. 12,000 miles? Katie, you actually visibly just shuddered. Katie, I saw you.
No, I thought 12,000. I had the same thought. And Anthony was like, we're here. And he's like, 12,000 miles is not a lot of miles. Like, that's like a normal year for most people.
Yeah, 12,000 miles. I was like, so you went to the mall and back 15 times? Like, I don't know. You went to Target? I don't know. Just like, Anna, what do you think?
I mean, I, this guy is so stereotypically, I don't know.
I mean,
that he drives a Subaru. It's a good car. But other than that, I was like,
he bought his look at Urban Outfitters. Yeah. It was like, okay, rocker Urban Outfitters. I'm going to grow the hair. I'm going to get the flat hat that I could wear to Coachella. And then it's like Instagram friendly. That's been around now for like 6 years. Like that big flat.
Oh, it's very U2 Joshua Tree.
Yeah,
he's trying to pull off a very odd look where you don't know if he's country, you don't know if he's rock. And I say those 12,000 miles came from driving from Austin to Burning Man a couple times.
That probably counts. So then we meet Becca. She's 25 and she's doing vocal warm-ups. She's a musical theater nerd talking to herself in the mirror. You deserve love to be thrust upon you, Rob.
No, I'm just at this point, I'm just confused. I'm confused. I'm still confused of where the show's going, what's happening.
Yeah.
The guy, the bearded guy from Austin really threw me.
Sheridan.
Because when you're dressed like that, you don't talk about that's how you dress. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't talk about it.
No, and he talked about being from Austin a lot. You know, from Austin, I'm from Austin. I have a hat, you know.
I bet he has a Keep Austin Weird bumper sticker on.
Totally.
Then we meet Gabe. He's 28. He was flipping a tire. He has a faith in God as a Christian. He was super hot. And I thought, do you like ladies?
Totally. I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing to the whole show.
Why not have some guys in there to date guys? Like, why not? Who cares? That's not what this is. Then we have Savannah, the bad girl. She's a yoga instructor. She's 25 from Nashville, hoping to find that one special relationship. I mean, she's hot. She would go to paradise. She would make it far.
100%. And she tends bar at every bar on the west side of Los Angeles, for sure.
Oh, and she had the perfect beachy blowout, the perfect, she really, as much as Sheridan nailed the rocker look, she nailed yoga instructor, bartender, singer, songwriter in Nashville. Like,
and a girl who will hit you in the face with a broken ashtray if you dare cross her.
And she's the not there to make friends kind of a girl, you know? Mm-mm. She's the, I don't care if I'm a bitch. Mm-hmm. Side note, we've been doing Juan Pablo season, which has been fascinating so far because we're almost done. And so far, he's actually not been bad. And I've never watched the season. I don't know why everybody hates him yet, but rewatching it. But it's interesting. Jerry Traynor has been doing it with us. And he likes and doesn't get mad at the I'm not here to make friends girls. He doesn't. He goes, why do they need to make friends? Which is a fascinating angle.
Yeah, but
Rob.
I was just going, by the way, wait till the very end. Wait till after the final rose.
Okay. It's coming. He's about to be horrible.
You kind of get the picture of, you don't see it on camera.
Trevor from Thousand Oaks. He's got a golden retriever. He was on American Idol and he was a construction worker. Now, there's been some controversy about him. There was a video that Reality Steve posted, which shows him. He's like, I'm about to go out. I'm going to get so much pussy. I'm like, and again, but he might have been, he might
talking
have been,
about this show.
I think it was him. It got sent to Reality Steve a few months ago. So I think it was him about to hit the town, but he could have been doing a bit, playing a gross guy. Okay. But so people aren't sure if he's a total dog or an okay guy.
Okay.
I don't like him. I don't like him off the bat. So
I kind of felt like it was fake because he kept being like, I'm going to get pussy. And then he kept dabbing. Oh, and it was just like, it was a little too much that it felt like it maybe was fake. But I don't like him either. He seems shady.
Yeah.
He seems shady.
No.
So the first person into the house is Jamie. She's 21 with apple cheek blush, which I always wear and like myself. She's in Nashville And she goes out to the fire pits, and in comes a cute boy named Ryan, who's 28 years old, who works for like an ophthalmologist or something. And they just hit it off like gangbusters. They're adorable. It was actually a very cute pairing, chatting, and he reminded me of like a young Tom Everett Scott in That Thing You Do.
Yeah, he reminds me of the guy in You, in the show You.
Yeah, oh, Penn Bagley?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's cute, and he actually seems like, whereas I don't trust Trevor as far as I can throw him, Matt, or Ryan, he feels like, I'm sure after this airs, he'll turn into a nightmare, but like, him walking into the mansion actually felt like a sweet, kind of nerdy guy with a nice voice.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Brendan?
I agree. I liked Ryan. He's definitely a little dorky.
Yes.
He likes his John Mayer.
Yeah, he likes his John Mayer.
So then Matt walks in. I don't know who Matt was, but he goes, I've never seen this show, but that guy, his name is Chris. I enjoyed this. Chris Helmsworth. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris Hansen.
I kind of like that guy. He's kind of funny.
Which one was he? Oh, yeah, I liked him too.
He's kind of a mohawk.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I like him. We'll see if he's not a dick, but.
Jamie goes, I don't want to deal with drama, and then enter drama, the yoga teacher. And she goes, if I'm just looking for a pretty face, let me go talk to the people at my modeling agency. Brendan.
I like Savannah because I know that she's going to be the bad girl of the show.
Yeah, she's
so perfect. I'm ready. I'm ready to like, if you're a dude and you're at the bar and you hit on her while she's working, she's going to slug you with a Jack Daniels bottle.
And then we have Ryan and Jamie are chatting. She goes, tell me a good memory from childhood. He's like, well, I had seizures and then I had brain surgery when I was 6 and it was awesome. And she goes, wow, that's so great. He goes, yeah, I had a new lease on life. And she goes, I love that perspective. Anna, what did you think of that?
Oh, you know how those gosh darn brain surgery people be all sad and shit. I thought that was such a weird, it's like, you could have been like, so woe is me. And it's like, oh, I'm sure he was for a split second, but then probably like, I feel like there's hundreds of emotions you feel when you are in a situation like that. I don't know. She just was like such a general response. Like, good for you for surviving that and not being a bummer.
It was such a weird response of a fun memory from childhood to lead with brain surgery. Like, how do you reply to that if you've just met somebody? Brendan?
But it was a weird question that I felt was given to her by a producer because she was probably like, I don't know. You know what I mean? They're like, try this. What's your fondest memory from childhood? Or what's your first memory?
They also knew that he had the brain thing. Right. They knew that. They knew it was from him. They want, clearly, like, by, I think the producers really wanted them to be a couple.
Yes.
They put her first and they put him first. And I think they wrote it in their brain. And then she starts falling for Trevor. And then the producer's like, okay, then we're going to send them to Capitol Rec. Like, and this is his song and his octave. And he sounds like John Mayer. And like, okay, so now, and they're going to make out on the roof. Like, they wanted that. ABC wanted that pair.
Can I give you my theory on this? Because this was my theory for the whole show.
Yeah.
Like, if they're really doing their jobs, they kind of have to pair the people by genre. Like, who can actually perform well together? Rob, you would you agree as a musician?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You just can't take, like, a Nirvana girl and Garth Brooks guy and shove them together and expect like something decent to happen. So to Arden, to your point, I felt like if they did their due diligence and they looked into the kind of music that these kids can create, they had to have a leaderboard of matchups that they would hope would happen. Am I wrong about that?
Right.
No. Absolutely. This show's going to work. You've got to do that. And that's why I'm curious where it's going, because it looks like it's going to turn into American Idol.
It looks like, did you guys watch that show, In Excess? Like,
Yes, I did too.
Rockstar in Excess? Yes. I watched both seasons. It was great.
Me too, yep.
And the way they filmed these concerts felt kind of like Rockstar with Dave Navarro.
Yep.
And Carmen Electra, right? Like, it was so good.
Yeah.
But now we've got, like, Rita Wilson and JoJo.
And Jason Mraz.
And Jason Mraz. So then we have Rudy shows up. She's kind of fun. She's going to be fun, entertaining TV. She goes, I feel like I'm in love all the time. I've dated all of LA. She's 24. She's entertaining. She's kind of a fun mess. She would make great Paradise TV. Like, she probably, and like, who knows if she would stumble into a fun, weird relationship. Like, she seems like a good time. She reminds me of Dana and Julia.
I said that to Julia as we were watching.
She reminds me of Dana. She's a blast.
Yeah, it's the same energy where you come into the room and you take it over and you scream and yell and you make people do shots. I didn't even think she was a musician. I felt like she sort of stumbled into the cast.
Well, she was also authentic, too. Like,
yeah,
she felt
I liked her.
She felt like a real girl who was kind of self-deprecating, who liked to party and, like, you know, and it was fun. Rob.
What's her name?
Rudy.
Rudy.
Look her up.
So then Trevor walks in, and as soon as Trevor walks in, Jamie is like, I'm sorry, Ryan. I got to go talk to Trevor. And it is so confusing. She does not know what to do. Rudy starts talking to Matt. They're very cute together. And he gives her his coat when she's cold outside. And somebody, I can't remember if it was Rudy. It was probably Jamie because she seems to be their lead. Like, she seems to be number one on the call sheet. But Jamie goes, I don't want to deal with any drama stars or douchebags. And then in walks Michael the douchebag, who's so annoying. Ugh,
Michael Todd.
He starts singing his stupid song. And he's got his dumb hair. Brendan, Michael Todd, give me a review.
Could not wait. He's worse than the Waboom guy. I had I been a PA on that shoot, I would have wanted to light him on fire. He's your guy. He's your villain for this episode. I knew that he would be eliminated. You can't keep that guy around. He drove me crazy every time he was on camera.
Rob.
It looks like above everything else, he's a complete total douchebag. It looks like there's been some work done to his face, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
To me, he was like, I like your lips.
Oh, yeah. He's a mess. He's a mess.
World-class douche.
Oh, I see. Okay, wait. Katie was just really, she just sent us, I'm going to.
Yeah, she sent us the cast, so now I can look.
Okay, that's it. I love it.
Real quick, it says about Michael Todd, his single Hot Touch has over 100,000 spins on Spotify.
Oh, God damn it. Is that right? Since last night, probably?
I know this is his bio on the thing I just sent you guys.
Oh,
website
bio. Of course it's called Hot Touch.
What? By the way, looking at this, and I know I'm jumping ahead, but there was like Danny got a rose. He didn't say one thing. I don't think we even met Danny.
No, there were a couple of people that we didn't really meet at all.
Yeah. Michael Todd looks like he could be like my agent, but then he got like a leather coat and like spiked his hair.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he'd be like, yeah, I work in packaging at Innovative. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's so terrible.
Oh,
so then he starts talking to Savannah and he goes, I like your lips. And she's like, uh-huh. And he starts leaning in. And then she had to dodge the kiss, hour one. His move of I like your lips was just about the grossest. Anna, if somebody came at you with I like your lips, like Michael Todd, like how would you respond to that?
Probably the same way Savannah did, which is like, uh-huh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Well, that was absurd.
It was
and then he goes, do you like mine? Oh, that was his follow-up.
He was so gross.
The lean in was epic. It was an unbelievable lean in.
Well,
he fully expected to get kissed back.
He did. He's such a psycho. So then Russell shows up in his leather jacket. I'm not even sure who Russell is.
Russell was a PA. I guarantee you that they were short one person, and then they just gave a jacket to a PA and said, get in there.
You're absolutely right.
We'll cut you later tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Russell's a PA. They didn't have much God, you're right. They need.
He was 19 or 20 years old.
Yeah. And he looked enough to roll. But he did look like the one alternative music guy to me, too.
Yeah, and him and Mel. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I still contend he was PA.
Julia shows up. She's got a big smile, very cute. And then he comes in. And again, their analogies are off. Here comes Chris Harrison. He's like, well, are you guys ready to be the next James Taylor and Carly Simon or Beyonce and Jay-Z? It's like, she wrote allegedly, like, you're so vain about James Taylor. Like, and like Jay-Z, she wrote Lemonade because he was cheating. Like, there's like, these are, there's, even though they're power players, these are still like, there's been rocky roads in some of these.
But also Chris Harrison, James Taylor, and Carly Simon, that was literally 75 years ago.
Yeah.
I know. Like, James Taylor and Carly Simon, and then Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like, those are, how about like, those are the two couples? That's the oddest two pairings of couples.
Yeah, no.
No. Okay. So then he peels up. I don't think we see Chris Harrison again until the
For the record too, I got the feeling from him that he doesn't quite know what the show is either.
I know. He was like, do I get an extra paycheck for this? This isn't just like in my overall deal, right?
Yeah, he does. Oh yeah.
I also realized halfway through the show last night that this is the equivalent of the International Olympics bachelor that we had last year.
Yes, this is Winter Games. Winter Games.
Yeah.
This is fully Winter Games. And so far, now I was really excited about Winter Games because I love winter. I love snow. I love Vermont. I loved the look of the little like inn that they were in. And they had no Olympics in there. There was no actual sporting events. I think this one will be more fun.
Mm-hmm. Here's hoping.
Before we continue, I'm going to run and use the ladies' room.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
Bean Dad, the dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story.
With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, look at what Rob just did.
Who That's is for Rob? Brendan.
Who are you in? What band are you in, Rob?
The Replacements, man.
That's that, dude. That's amazing. Well done.
I don't know how to do the backgrounds,
Tommy.
So now we learn the lay of the land, and each week there's going to be dates. And right now there's 8 women and 12 men. 4 guys are going home. So Sheridan steals Julia, and they actually have like a real conversation. He said, "What do you do besides music?" And she says, I run my own nonprofit. I had cystic fibrosis. It's music therapy for Children's Hospital. And cystic fibrosis is, you can die really, is when the fluid goes into your lungs. And like, that's like the sheer fact that she's a singer is amazing. And like that's a scary, scary thing. She was a bright, sparkly light. She kind of reminded me of a young Renee Zellweger and like Jerry Maguire. She's so cute. Yeah,
I can see that.
Brendan, what did you think? What were you thinking about Julia?
Well, Sheridan actually sort of won me. I don't want to use the word won me, but
he was more real. Like
he was more real, and that felt organic, and I liked it. I liked that pairing.
Me too.
She seems sweet.
I know. I looked at him, and I thought, this is he's so self-conscious in his styling.
Yeah.
But then he was a very sweet guy. And he was also very insecure. Like, he kept saying, like, why would anybody want me? Look at all these good-looking guys. Like, and I found him very, very charming.
Yeah, I agree. He's kind of a nerd in the best possible way. He's just kind of a nerdy guy. Music nerd.
So then she got stolen away by the Marine, Brandon. And then she got a kiss from him really fast. What did you think of that? Rob.
He kind of grosses me out a little bit. maybe it's just that he, you know, because of his past. I don't know, but I just don't trust him. Who tried to kiss and did not achieve it besides the guy with about the lips?
Rudy tried to get the guy who came in and didn't know who Chris Harrison was. Matt.
Right. Matt. Yes. Matt. Yeah. He tried to get a kiss and it didn't work.
Yes. So yes, Rudy and Matt go into the hot tub and he's like, you want to hit the hot tub? And then, so they're all into it. And then meanwhile, the really gross guy, Michael Todd, is talking to somebody and tries to get her to go to the hot tub. And she like lied to him and was like, I need to go find the restroom. Like basically,
Savannah
was like, I don't think it was Savannah. I think it was Bree was like, I need to go.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're 100%
Bree.
Right.
So then Rudy and Matt go in the hot tub but like they were really flirting and they really liked each other. And he was like, well, you could tell the chemistry from a kiss. And then she was like you could tell she liked him, but was like, not yet. Like I don't want to do it yet. But they felt like they were a pair. Brendan.
I want to say this, that I did a little looking, you know, just at the website where they have the cast, because I've had this up the whole time. Matt's genre of music is neo-soul.
Wait a minute.
Because they have their photos on the main website, and then underneath their age, it lists everyone's genre of music.
There's more people in their 30s, by the way, which is exciting.
Absolutely. But there's a lot of pop, 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 pop.
Neo-soul.
Country pop. Neo-soul. Matt, I didn't read that at all. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what
neo-soul is.
Rob, what is neo-soul?
It's soul that's just more neo than other...
Great. It's Encino Soul. He's from Encino.
I saw that too. So
and the home of Encino. Neo Soul.
When yes, I think Neo Soul, I think Encino, California.
Yeah, the 30 on 30 wine bar on Ventura and Van Nuys. Oh my God.
So then he was like, do you judge a person on how they kiss? Yes, I do. And then she was like, well, I'm not kissing you yet. So then Jamie has been, meanwhile, talking to Trevor and Ryan, and she's having the best time. It's like her dream day. She's having the greatest time ever. So she asks Ryan what his dream date is, and he says, I'd like to go to Bora Bora for a week. And then she says, you are definitely one of my favorites. And then they kiss in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Good action.
Great.
Good TV.
Oh no. Was that Trevor? That was Trevor. That was Trevor. Mm-hmm. That was Trevor. They kiss in the hot tub. They have good physical chemistry. You can see she likes kissing him. And she's like, Trevor and I just have so much in common. Meanwhile, sweet Ryan is upstairs playing the piano, and Ryan actually seems like he has some musical talent.
Can I say something on that note exactly?
Yeah.
And I think I want to get Rob's take on this too, as a musician. If I was producing the show, Brendan Smith,
yeah, great.
I would have actually had people playing stuff almost right off the bat. Do you know what I'm saying? If we're musicians, I would want to see what other people do first rather than talk to them around the hot tub or talk to them on the benches. Do you know what I mean? And that I liked Ryan playing, and I'd wish that more people had started playing music earlier in the show than that. That's all
I thought about this, and I was wondering if it was a licensing issue, unless it was somebody's own song. If it was a financial, like you can't have...
Well, I bet they all have their own...
Yeah.
Totally understood. Yeah. But I guarantee you that everyone had their own song, and they had to sign away the rights to those songs to Mickey if they're going to perform them on the show.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you can just pick up a guitar and just start playing like Ryan was playing piano, which I actually thought that was cool. I wanted to see more of what people were bringing to the table musically. That's my only point.
Bob, what do you think?
I agree. I think if they did the sort of thing where they each had to play like a verse and a chorus of a song that they have, you know, right off the bat, almost make it more like American Idol. And
yeah.
Then it's like American Idol that we go home with them and we see what happens at the hotel that night.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That might be more interesting.
Well, because people get – talent is an aphrodisiac. So if it's somebody you might not normally notice and then they kill it and you're like,
and if the ugly guy is awesome at piano – because half the rock stars out there are ugly dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But
if
the ugly guy's like the best singer and the best piano player in the house, all of a sudden he's like, whoa.
I felt like when I saw Ryan, who's adorable, but I felt like when I saw him singing on the date, he got more interesting to me. Because I was like, oh, baby boy can sing. He's got a great set of pipes.
And that when he started singing, it really made him look like a character on a CW show.
Oh, yeah, totally. God, yeah. They should cast him on Riverdale. Anna.
Or you. You, season four.
Anna, what do you think?
They're all so funny. I like this show a lot. Everyone is so, they're like corny in the perfect way, yet they're like great singers. You're like, okay. Like, I like Katie was saying, like, everyone has their own thing where you're like, okay, that's a character.
Yeah,
I was just looking at the cast page, and I also think they're like genres are funny. Like one girl's like musical theater, and some guy's like American folk pop, and it's like what does any of this mean? I don't know. I also do feel like you were saying Brendan, you can't bring two different people who sing different genres and put them in a room. But like, isn't the whole idea like if you're that great of a musician, you can adapt and work with it? Like I thought it was cool to see Jamie and Ryan try and figure out that John Mayer song together, because she's like, I sing country pop or whatever to her, which country pop, I don't even know what that means.
Country pop is top 40 country.
That's what that is?
I have a different thought about that. But okay. So Ryan gets a date card. And he picks Jamie and they go to Capitol Records and they go meet with a guy named Jane who produced the song Gravity. And I thought Ryan was so adorable. He goes, I feel like a schoolgirl. I mean, that's a great date. If you're a singer-songwriter and you get to go walk in and you're walking to the iconic rock and roll, like Dream Star is Born, like the building. And then if you are a real music fan and you know who these musicians are and these are the guys and the producer, like that was a cool date. And clearly they knew, as I did think they wanted them to fall in love, this was probably his best song. My theory was for her, I felt like she didn't know the song that well and was trying to be nice about, oh, trying to figure out our genres when maybe she wasn't as familiar with it. Rob, what do you think?
I mean, I put that on her as well, because that's what I would have been like. I would have been like, I actually don't know this song. And then the dude was like, hey, don't you love it in the second verse, the way he does that? And she's like, I would have been the same way. But I don't know if she did or not. She pulled it off in the end when they recorded it. She sounded good.
Yeah.
But you're right. It was so a date set up for him, right? Like his favorite song, a song in his range. He knew the producer right away. He's like, oh my God. And the guitar, he seemed to know the musicians.
I mean, I think ABC thinks he's cute as a button. He looks like he's 11 years old. America, young girls and older girls, all of them are going to have crushes on him. And he's talented. He can play the guitar. He can play the piano. He's got a great voice. And I think they wanted her to like be like watching him sing. Just be like, this is, I put a ring on it. I'm going to marry this guy. Mm-hmm. Brendan.
Yeah, I agree. And going back to Jamie's performance during that whole sort of set piece, I felt like she was nervous too, because it was go time. And being in the Capitol studio with a real producer,
with a song she might not know well. Like maybe auditioned with this song. This might be his song that he auditioned with.
And that's going to put her in a weird spot too. So yeah. I gave her a little bit of leeway there, because that's a tough performance to pull off right off the bat in the show.
Anna.
I agree, but I think she nailed it. That's when I knew. I was like, she's good, because she fucking nailed it. Coming in that nervous and being like, I don't sing like this. And then I thought it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. I was like, wow, this is a great song. Even though
I don't really like John Mayer.
Yeah, I was like, I don't listen to John Mayer, but okay.
Katie, what did you think? I loved it. Katie.
I thought it was a great date. I thought he had a fantastic voice, but I think you're right. She didn't know the song. Or maybe she was nervous and couldn't remember it. I don't know why they didn't give her some headphones and be like, listen to the song. That would have been nice.
It
was such like a perfect date for the two of them, and I thought she really ended up doing a good job. And he is cute. He's like a little Shawn Mendes, you know.
Yes,
lookalike. He is exactly like Shawn Mendes. And totally. I mean, it's very clear the show likes him.
And he seems like a nice guy. Like he actually, he doesn't seem like a guy. He seems like a real sweetie pie. I thought his little suit was cute. Like the opening, like I was like, I thought his lane of the highway, JJ Marine would have loved Ryan. Like that would have been her pick. My mom would have been all over Ryan.
That makes me jealous.
I know. Oh my God. It would make her so happy that you were jealous. You being jealous is the best thing that's happened to JJ. So then Matt, oh my, no, she loved Rob. She loved Rob. She wanted to date Rob. Okay. Oh. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, we watched Jamie on the date. She goes, he makes me feel comfortable and safe. Like, he took care of me. He made sure, like, he really wanted to make her feel comfortable in the arranging. If you notice, at first, he had it where she would start singing, and then when they actually finally did it, he started. But, like, I felt as though he was really trying to protect her. And then they go up to the roof at, like, sunset. On the Capitol Records building, and they're kissing on the roof. I mean, ABC pulled out all stops. Like, I defy you to fall in love. Brendan.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's exactly what they were going for. I mean, that was the couple that you were supposed to root for right off the bat.
I know.
But after all that, I mean, not to skip ahead, but after all that, she disses him at the end of the night.
Yeah. Physics.
She's 21.
She's 21 and hotter, right. And Trevor's hotter than Ryan.
Right. That's
Ryan's too nice. You know, yeah. It's like people always pick, like, Ryan's too much of a sure thing. He's not flirting with anybody. Like, so then we have Bree and Chris. She goes, which one is Bree? I can't even remember.
The girl from Provo.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, Bree, yeah. They were cute. And she says, do you pinky promise that you'll sing me a song? Trevor is jealous that Jamie is on a date because he knows that they're getting closer emotionally. And
this is where I feel like Chris is maybe gay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, yeah. There was so much that the pinky swear and the,
and then he was like, yeah, I've just always been so into my music. I really never thought about, like, you know, dating.
Yeah.
Like, this has always been something sort of in the way.
Yeah. Oftentimes people do music so they could get laid, you know?
Like, right. Right.
Yeah. I agree with you. There was a few times I was like, huh. I've never had a guy pinky promise something with me.
No, not so much. But, you know, and I, you know, I like you said, how great would it have been if he was gay and he hooks up with another guy? Like, let this be that bachelor. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's time. Like, that would be great. That would be great. So then we have, what's his name gets a date card. What's his name with the mohawk?
Matt,
the neo soul singer.
Yes.
Matt gets a date card and he pulls Rudy aside. And Matt, the neo soul from Encino, and he pulls Rudy aside, and there's a very clear miscommunication that happens because he asks her, like, what do you like to do on a date? And she was like, basically, like, I would make us food or whatever. But, like, it sounds like a generic, like, what do you like to do on a date? And then she was like, well, I would love to go on a date with you. And then he picks Mel, and Rudy becomes enraged because in her brain, he just asked her out. I didn't see him ask her out. I saw, like, what kind of a thing do you like to do on a date? Brendan, what did you see?
Well, I think that Matt was probably a little stung from not being able to make out with Rudy earlier. So, you know, I thought that was fair to choose Mel, because Mel, for me, is the most Silver Lake of all the contestants. So I have high hopes for her.
She's a cutie pie. Rob.
She's a cutie pie.
And her genre of music is indie rock. Like, she's our hope, Brendan. She's yes. The one hope.
Thank you, Rob.
She's really cute. Anna, she kind of reminds me of Lori and Aaron and Jerry's girlfriend, Charlene, a little bit. She's like rock and roll Charlene, Mel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she works at Forage on Sunset, and you know, she'll be at the Echo on Sunday early on in the evening with her band.
Yep.
She's cute. Yeah. So they go to a backyard music concert where the Plain White Tees are playing.
To me, that was a hat on a hat. It's like, if you have a show about up-and-coming musicians, we don't need to do the up-and-coming musician thing. I know Plain White Tees have been around forever. They had, like, one hit wonder thing, but come on. Not on this show. We don't need to do that on this show.
No, we need to see another date. Like, well, maybe they couldn't afford another song. I think the music rights are so expensive, they probably couldn't afford another song. Although they paid for the Plain White Tee song. So why not?
They can get around that if they want, because they just buy stuff outright. You know, they'll for on the cheap for some
they're
people.
They're not paying the contestants.
Yeah, they're not paying the contestants.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And they probably they had to pay for the Plain White Tee song. So why not just pick a song and have them go do a song?
Sing it.
We want to see people having chemistry through music, not through music.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
Okay. So then somebody's crying in the backyard. Oh, Rudy's crying in the backyard going, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? It's like, well,
you didn't make out with the guy.
You know, and you didn't tell him the next, because she wanted to pull him aside and be like, hey, I like you. And, like, kind of like let him know, but she didn't do that. Sheridan walks up while Julia is kissing bald Josh, but he still has confidence and he pulls her aside and he wants to sing a song for her. Now, Brendan, to your point, when I see people singing the songs, it does remind me of Jed. And I think, oh, they're just here because they want to get their track out and get people to go on Spotify and listen to their song. So like on the one hand, yes, it's nice to see what they do. And on the other hand, it feels a little insincere. What? And then he wants her to help him finish the song. She never got to sing. And then they kissed. What did you? I was a little bit like, I didn't love Sheridan just performing for her.
Well, Julia would have told you that I was on the couch just cringing and covering my eyes and my ears because that music gets in inside of me and starts to tear me apart. I can't, my ears start to bleed when I hear that kind of stuff. So this show's going to be very difficult for me to wade through.
Rob, what did you think?
Yeah, that was really hard. It was hard. I couldn't help but think that he wrote it years earlier and he was pretending like he just wrote it for her that night. I was surprised at how into it she was.
Yeah.
For me, when Trevor does it a little bit later in the episode, that's where I was like, I've had enough of it. Like Trevor plays one later. And I was like, by that point, I'm tired. I feel like everyone's tired from hearing their, because at a certain point, we have a whole bunch of songwriters like, hear my song, hear my song.
That's the thing, Brendan. Like, if we have to hear everybody's song, then we have to hear everybody's freaking song.
Well, I just want people to jam or do something a little different because I can't hear the syrupy, when I look into your eyes. You made me realize
I can't.
That I love those eyes. It's just
cut
I don't know.
Down
I don't know
the size.
I don't know where they learned how to play this fucking
shit.
You the template. We gave you Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple and Black Sabbath, and you rejected it, people. God damn it.
I mean, we're talking about like just a verse and a chorus of something. I can't do this elongated like two verses before we even go into a chorus. And we're just running.
Hey, beautiful girl, walking by in the beautiful world.
Yeah.
You can't run those together. Are we going to take a break?
Bone zone.
Let's get in the bone zone, guys.
Bean Dad, the dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, so he kisses her. We have Sheridan goes in for a kiss. Mel, meanwhile, is outside talking to Gabe, tearing up using a pillow as a tissue, which I loved. Rob, did you enjoy that?
Always love a good pillow as a tissue. I do like Mel, though. I like Mel. I like she's one of my faves.
Rudy starts talking. So meanwhile, Matt comes back. It feels like he didn't really have a ton of chemistry with Mel. And he sees Rudy and he goes, wow, you look so good. She was like, I want to talk to you, dude. She's like, she goes, look, you said to me, I'm taking you on a date. And I'm thinking, that felt like a lot. You know, I was just crying in the thing. He's like, don't cry, don't cry. And there was a big miscommunication. I don't think he asked her out on a date. I think she's a little hammer time. I was a little bummed at how crazy she was about handling it because I felt like they still could have had a chance for chemistry, but she was so aggro about it. Brendan, what did you think about her confrontation?
It felt like she was trying to play reality show drama. That's it. I mean, we're all here on the first day, people.
Yeah.
You know?
But the
producers need that because it is the Bachelor franchise. So there has to be a little bit of drama right now. And it just wasn't, the stakes were so low for me that I did not care.
Rob.
Agree with that. Here's a question. I get the feeling that many of these contestants are people who audition to be on The Bachelor and happen to say that they're songwriters.
Oh.
And then maybe a couple of them, like the guy who didn't know who Chris Harrison was, just applied for this. But I feel like some of them.
Savannah and Trevor.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that
I like that theory. I like that theory. Because Julia's definitely a Bachelor contestant.
Savannah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Savannah for
Jamie.
Sure.
Jamie.
Rudy, Julia
for sure.
Julia looks older than 27.
Yeah, no, we said that. Why? I think Julia said 41.
Yeah, like a really hot 41. Hot 41.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then meanwhile, he peels away and he goes, whoa, I just went 12 rounds with Mike Tyson. And now she's probably trashing me to all the ladies. And she is. She's like, can you believe it? He asked me on a date, but then took me on a date. He's like, well, I'm not going to get a rose. And then, the gross guy, Michael Todd, he starts talking to Rudy and she starts twerking in her short romper. Anna, what did you think of that?
Michael Todd is the funniest person to exist. And the fact that every 5 minutes he's like, oh, wait, let me sing you my jam. And then it's like, okay. But I do feel she was kind of like trying to get back at Matt a little by hanging out with Michael Todd, which is not the greatest thing to do because it's Michael Todd.
I mean, if there's 8 women and 12 guys too, you're in the pole position. There's a lot of other guys there. Just go talk to anyone, literally anyone.
Yeah.
I thought Brendan's comparison to Waboom is very, very on point. Yeah. Really good comparing. So then Trevor pulls Jamie aside. He's like, look, man. And I think he's sort of he's a singer-songwriter. I've compared to this guy before, but I'm going to do it again. He's singer-songwriter Brian Callen back in the day. Does he look like Brian Callen to you?
Sure, I can see that.
he pulls Jamie aside. He's like, I'm not here to add more pressure to you. And then she goes, she stutters and goes, I like, I feel very comfortable around you. And he's like, she goes, wow, I can't tell what you're thinking. You make me nervous. And then he goes, can I play you a song?
Oh, God, no.
It was just like, I just wrote down so many Jeds. There were so many Jeds. It was so many hours. Yeah. So many Jeds. Can we call this episode So Many Jeds, Anna?
So many Jeds, yeah.
And just put 88 Jeds in there, yeah. Like, in the, you could put them in his stripper, his Nashville stripper cowboy boot thing with their guitars. It was just awful.
And I felt like she was even bored with that song. Like, it wasn't a good song. It wasn't a good song.
But then they kissed. She has chemistry with him. And then she just starts sobbing. She's hammer time. It's like 6 a.m. She's in a red dress. She goes and talks to the other gal in the red dress. I'm confused. I don't trust myself at all. I've made a mistake before. I don't want to make the wrong decision, but I always do. Brendan.
Snore. I don't like Trevor. So I don't like Trevor. I don't like the music. So this was, I think I got up and went and got some French onion dip and some potato chips and just stuffed my face for about 4 minutes. And then when Julia waved like, oh no, he's gone, I came right back.
So then Chris Harrison comes out and he goes, all right, ladies, may I, just these words of advice, listen to your heart. Rob.
I mean, this is the point where I was like, oh, he doesn't know what's going on here either.
But I guarantee you, to your point, Rob, I guarantee you, he didn't have to do anything but just show up on set.
Yep. Yep.
And he probably has some of the people that he enjoys writing the stuff for him. He just has to walk in, look at the thing, say a couple lines, go have a cocktail, and get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Talk about James Taylor and Carly Simon and then tell people to listen to their heart. It's 2020.
You know, not since Captain and Tennille.
You're going to be like Georgie and Gracie. So then Ryan goes, well, I put all my eggs in one basket. And so it's either going to be, I'm either going home with Jamie or it's going to be nothing. And lo and behold, Dum Dum picks Trevor. I love being around Trevor. And sweet Rudy picked Ryan. She said, who do I see myself falling for? And then Michael Todd got cut. Were there any other pairings that were surprising to you?
Well, it felt a little bit like the producers were like, well, you got to keep Ryan. And then so she picked Ryan because that felt a little bit.
100%. 100%. 100%.
I was surprised. We're bummed that we're not going to get to hear Russell with the leather jacket, the PA with the leather jacket. We're not going to get to hear him. Gone. Yeah. Just gone. And I really hope that Michael Todd, as much as he's just the douchiest of douchebags, I hope that he shows up on the beach.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that just be a present?
Everybody, hopefully he'll be playing at Ireland's 32 in the Valley when the pandemic is over.
Oh.
Joxer Daly is in Culver City. We'll find him.
Oh,
he's here,
God,
in Los Angeles. We'll
You're
find him.
Right. You're God. Absolutely right. I don't think it'll be very hard to find him.
No.
Okay. So will you help us pick the tweet of the week? We have tweets of the week again, guys.
Great.
All right. Let's see. This is from our girl, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. So Jed/Trevor is a possible cheater. My theory is that Trevor is actually Jed Stans. You can't get one over me. Pre-COVID, I stayed home watching hours of Lifetime and the ID channel. I know a stolen identity when I see one. She's convinced that Trevor is actually Jed.
Yeah.
Okay. 2.0 at Shelly 2.0. What did we do to deserve a love triangle between a girl and two guys who sang John Mayer covers? Oh, was that second song a John Mayer cover?
Oh, it was.
Are you serious? So those were two John Mayer songs, Katie?
Yeah, I forget what song it was, but that was a John Mayer song. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
Because I thought that was funny. And I was wondering if maybe if they, like, got a 2-for-1 deal from John.
What did we do to deserve a love triangle? You guys to sing John Mayer covers.
John Mayer's the only singer in the world.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Britt Paulson at Beerit. I wasn't expecting the hot ticket to be the 21-year-old whose makeup look is cheek forward. 3D underscore Dorito at Jeshall. They have the date bans for next season of The Bachelor all sorted out. This was a really smart way to cut the budget.
Yeah, for sure.
And Britt Paulson at Beerit. Poor Claire, she's going to be 50 by the time they find her someone, quote, my mom. That's what her mom said. Can we talk about all the ads for the Claire thing?
Oh, my God, you guys. It just, to me, it first of all, the fact that they're still like that, because in my mind, I was like, wow, I'm watching this now. This is going on right now. They're going, yeah. Please, somebody apply for this season.
Jerry has never experienced Claire, and he's watching Juan Pablo with us. And this was her 6 years ago. So this was her, at her freshest, hates her. He cannot.
Wow.
Brendan.
Well, that just shows you how bad the current crop of possible
But you're telling me in the past 6 years, there's not anybody that's available?
Oh, Tia would have been great. We wanted Tia to be the bachelorette. They didn't give it to her.
She was such a drip with Colton.
But, you know, Colton was a drip.
Okay, here we go. We have to narrow it down to our final two. I'm going to narrow it down to 2.0 at Shelley 2.0. What do we do to deserve a love triangle between a girl and two guys who sang John Mayer covers? And Britt Paulson at Beerit, quote, poor Claire, she's going to be 50 by the time they find her someone. My mom. 50 or John Mayer? Rob?
Two John Mayers.
Brendan?
John Mayer.
I'm going to go John Mayer. Anna?
I'm going to go with poor Claire.
All right. Katie, poor
John
Claire.
Mayer. John Mayer.
All right. John Mayer it is. Tichette 2.0 at Shelley 2.0.
Gravity.
Oh, my God.
Can I read a special mention tweet that really made me laugh?
Yeah.
From Jizzy Lizzy at Jizzy Lizzy Raps. She wrote, all they do is talk about A Star is Born. Did anyone from ABC actually watch that movie, like, till the end? That was great.
I missed that one. I missed that quote.
That movie is dark.
Yeah, till the end. Ooh, do we watch Till the End or John Mayer? We'll keep it with John Mayer. We won't strip John Mayer of there. Okay, you can like us on iTunes. You can leave us a review, like us on Facebook. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for emailing us. Here's an email we just got from Lexi Rapp. Hi, Arden. I just pre-ordered your book. I can't wait for it to come out. Well, thank you, Lexi. You're in the running, and I appreciate you sending that in. Thanks for doing the Lord's work in these hard times. I love that you're going back and watching Juan Pablo's season. He sucks, but it was great TV. I myself cannot commit to rewatching that shit show, but I love reliving it through you and Lori, who has the best memory. Lori is an amazing savant. Side note, I watched Listen to Your Heart last night, and this may be the quarantine talking, but I think it's my favorite iteration so far. I felt like the people were a little more real than the regular Bachelor. Also, Chris Harrison comparing it to A Star is Born literally had me laughing so hard. Did they not watch the end of the movie? Can't wait to hear your thoughts on the pod. I mean, I kept thinking that, Anna, too. I just kept thinking, like, I saw the end of the movie. I mean, what did you think?
Yeah, I was like, I guess we're just going to ignore the fact that he had a drinking problem and was clearly not doing well and needed help, but that was kind of being ignored because he was such an artist. I was like, okay, guess we're ignoring it all. Cool.
We got a really nice email from Thrifty Green. Hi, Arden and crew. She sent in a receipt for her book. Thank you so much for ordering it. Cannot wait to read it. And she wrote, I'm in full support of the party at JJ's house. I will find a way to make it there. These left coast folks don't know what a real New England party is. Clams, Sam Adams, maple syrup. I'm getting horny already. Keep up the Lord's work, Abby Green. Can I just say how happy it makes me that the word horny is like entered so many of our emails in the vernacular. Like, if nothing else in my life, I've put the word horny in as a regular mode of speech. Anna, how much does it please you to hear people talking about being horny?
It's great. It's actually hurt me as well because I've said things at work and then realized I can only say that on Will You Accept This Rose and should not say bone zone when I'm talking about people having sex.
All right, we'll do one more email. This is from Cynthia Shields, my favorite thing in the world right now. First, I would like to say I was so excited when I listened to the Almost Famous podcast and realized Arden was their guest for the episode. Arden was always one of my favorite people to see on the Chelsea Lately Roundtable, and I love knowing she's a fellow Bachelor super fan. And while I'm totally straight, I happen to think Paget Brewster is a goddess, and I love that she sucked into this madness too. I started listening to the podcast immediately, and I have now gone back to listen to Peter's entire season, as well as Colton and Hannah B's season. I've really enjoyed listening to the recaps of Juan Pablo's season. Oh, just I love listening to your podcast. Thanks for bringing joy in difficult times. Thank you for making me laugh hysterically on a regular basis when it's kind of hard to find the funny in the world these days. Well, I so appreciate you listening, Cynthia Shields. She does think about him constantly saying it's okay. Somebody crying, saying it's okay, it's okay. Well, we just appreciate you, Cynthia, and thank you for listening. We also love it when people like us on iTunes or leave us nice reviews. We recently just got a great 5-star review from Boo178, Better Than The Bachelor. Hello, this season of The Bachelor was so bad that I stopped watching, but I couldn't stay away from the Will You Accept This Rose crew. Their recaps are hilarious, even without watching. I never stop laughing and love each and every person to come through Arden's garage. Please listen to this podcast. You won't be let down. Aw, that's a nice one. Thank you so much, Boo178. I appreciate that. How much do you guys love our fans?
They're the best.
They're the best. Now, you guys do a lot of other podcasts. I might be biased, but we have the best fans. Am I right?
The best, by far.
We do have the best.
Reals. They're the most dedicated, like, nicest fans ever.
Because it's also like, if this weird little lane of the highway is your cup of tea, it is a very specific lane. And if you like it, you really like it. And I love how loyal they are. You know, it's not for everybody, but if you get it, I think you really get it. And we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Rob, what do you have
Arden.
To plug? What do you have to plug?
Arden, I mean, I'm just, well, in the quarantine, I've been doing these stage its about every other week. I've been doing this live stage it, playing my music. So it's my own little listen to your heart.
How will people know when?
If you follow me on the Twitter at Rob Benedict or Instagram at Ro Benedict, I usually say when I'm going to do it. I usually do it every other Tuesday from my living room, just playing my songs. Yeah, that's it.
Brendan, where can people find you?
At BlackSab67 on Twitter, and of course, thebrandocast.com with links to all your favorite podcast platforms. Got some great shows coming down. Greg Barron is up this week, the fabulous Jillian Vigman on deck. And some big rock stars coming down the pike, too. So I'm pretty excited about that. And also, Rock Tales on Sirius Volume 106. I'm a co-host with Amit Zappa. Our interview with Steve Vai is up right now. And we're going to be every Thursday night on Sirius Volume 106.
All those shows are great. You can listen to Brendan. We'll be with Anna and I breaking down Love is Blind on our Patreon. Yeah. And you can also pre-order your book, Little Miss Little Compton, wherever books are sold. I'm going to be picking a winner for the for your upcoming millinery, your hat I'm going to mail out. And you can send us the receipt at rosepodcast@gmail.com and follow me on Instagram. I lose a lot of 11-year-olds a day, the followers that are mad that I'm not posting photos of Debbie Ryan. So it's at Ardemarine, ArdenMyrin. Anna, Katie, what do you have to promote?
Listen to this show, go to our Patreon, and you can follow me at Anna Hosni on Twitter.
Katie?
Make sure to support small businesses and restaurants in your neighborhood. Go shop at them, follow them on social media, find ways to help them out. And I'm at KT_money on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys, we will be back. I believe Listen to Your Heart is only like 5 or 6 weeks. So we will be back every Wednesday. And then after that, we will resume with the Juan Pablo. We're not leaving you hanging in the quarantine. We are not leaving you hanging. Guys, How many proposals do you think we're going to get out of this? I say three. Rob.
I don't want to be the bummer, but I'm going to say none.
But people don't have to get married. They can propose.
Okay, I'll say one.
Okay, Brendan.
Yeah, two. I'm going to go with two, just to go between you guys.
Anna? Tops.
Oh, man. I would say, God, it doesn't feel like it, but maybe one.
Proposals. They can break up quickly. All right, Katie, how many proposals?
One or two. I feel kind of the same way. Well, first of all, it's like no couples yet, but it's hard to say. But maybe like two. Let's go two.
All right, guys. Well, email us. We hope to stay safe out there. Stay inside. Have a good time. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, thank guys.
You.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.